This is KNKX News. The murder of George Floyd last May in Minneapolis sent shockwaves across the nation, including here in the Pacific Northwest. At the time, we spoke with Democratic State Representative John Lovick. He shared his perspective then as a black man and as a former law enforcement officer. Today, we reached out to Representative Lovick again. I spoke with him on the phone just about a half hour after we all heard the guilty verdicts against former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin.
Ed, I have to tell you that, and I'm still crying, but I just broke down and cried because, you know, I just finished calling the legislature into session. And I remember we were doing the Pledge of Allegiance. And I remember that part that says, with liberty and justice for all, and justice for all. And I came upstairs, and it was shortly after that, and I said there was at least justice was served. But I'm also just torn, Ed, because I can't imagine how many times justice has not been served. I'm just dealing with some hard, hard emotions right now. And I apologize for not being the strong person that you would probably rather interview.
I can only imagine how intense this has been for you, because among other things, you spent many years in the policing profession. You were with the Washington State Patrol. You were Snohomish County Sheriff. And I remember we talked shortly after George Floyd was murdered about whether there would be any changes in the policing profession, whether things would change in policing. Do you see the verdict today making a difference in that regard?
It's a great question, and I see the verdict making a difference. There will be changes. We are feeling them now, but we still have a lot of work to do. I guess what I think about first and foremost, how many people, like I said earlier, when justice was not served, but we have a lot of work to do. We're doing a lot of great work here in Olympia. We've already done a lot of great work. We have a lot more work to do because I think you're going to find that our community is still going to be sharply divided. How are we going to get communities that have not trusted law enforcement in the past to now trust the system? I think this is a start, but we still have a lot of work to do.
Where do you see things going from here? What's next?
You know, what I always tell everybody every day is I wish everybody peace, patience, and kindness. And if this is going to have to bring us together, where we're going to have to start showing, having more peace, having more patience, but showing more kindness to each other. And I truly believe, Ed, that this is going to be a turning point for all of us. I'm seeing it now. I was sitting in my office not long ago, and a Republican member walked over. We don't say a lot to each other before the verdict came in. He actually walked over and wanted to know how I was doing. And we normally, it's just typically we say hi to each other, we keep moving, we put our mask on. I think if this does not force us to stop and talk to each other, to get to know each other, to be kinder to each other, I don't know where we're going to go, but this is a start. And I am hopeful. I am very, very hopeful that this is a start. I'm sorry that it had to cost George Floyd his life, but I'm hopeful that something positive will come from this.
Representative John Lovick, thank you.
Thank you very much.
He's Speaker Pro Tem of the Washington State House of Representatives, and we spoke earlier this afternoon, shortly after the verdicts were read in Minneapolis.